Hi, this is Atsuko from Shonen Life, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar. This is a little something by Lil Billy Lust. Little Billy Lost with Dancing with the Devil You Know, 805 WMFO in Medford, Rising was special. Great show lined up tonight at the bottom of the hour, or roughly around that time. We have Justine Cobalt and Janet Egan King from, Justine is the head honcho at Red on Red Records, and both the girls are in the band, Justine and the Unclean, who have a new release out. So I'm going to talk a bit about that, about how they started out together. A lot of talk, and I play a lot of tracks off the new release. And as I said, they'll probably roughly around the bottom of the hour. This is Connor Bracken.
Take my hand through your dark. Take my heart and leave your mark. It ain't easy thinking about you leaving. Why don't you take that feeling and keep it till we're done? And shine as one. To the second part, turn it over for a fresh start. It ain't easy thinking about you leaving. Why don't you take that feeling and take my selfish love and shine as one.
still love you, I'll tell you that. But if I didn't say it, well, I'd still have felt it. And what's the sense in that? I promise I'm not trying to make your life harder or return to where we were. And I will go down with the ship, and I won't put my hands up and surrender. There will be no white flag upon my own. I'm in love, always will be. I know I love too much massive destruction to come back again. And I cause nothing but trouble. I understand if you don't want me back again. And if you live by the rule that it's over, and I'm sure you do, but I will go down with the ship, and I won't put my hands up and surrender. There will be no white flag upon my goal. I'm in love, always will be. And when we meet, which I'm sure we will, all that was there will be there still. I walk the path and hold my tongue. I knew a thing that I moved up. I won't put my hands up in surrender. There will be no white flag upon my door. I'm in love, always will be. I will go down with the ship. I won't put my hands up in surrender. There will be no white flag upon my door.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Just forget myself, you.
Modern Day Idols with Don't Know What It Is. Before that, that was a new song by Tommy Two Tone. I believe it's new anyway. I just got a hold of it. Someone sent it to me. Tommy Two Tone, I don't know what the hell he's been up to, but not much lately, I don't think. That song was called White Flag. The Claws with a song called Ride. Connor Bracken and the Mother Leeds Band with Shine Is One started it out. Here's some stuff by John Paul Haida, who has a new release coming out, I believe, any week now. This is an older tune, though, called Recycle Morning in Arlington Heights.
Frustration in the city. I didn't say nothing.
And we don't pay mooks.
I'm a mook.
Yeah.
What's a mook?
A mook. What's a mook?
I don't know.
What's a mook?
You can't call me a mook.
Make me better. soon you would remain. I should have never let it start. I got a self-destructive heart. I got a self-destructive heart. Melancholy soul, but sometimes I just don't know the way the life unfolds. I've got no cherries in my bow. I try to have compassion, even though I'm crashing. But life takes its toll. I got a melancholy soul. Got a melancholy soul. Just had a fight with my mind. I'm all messed up inside. Took a right to my ego. Took a left to my libido. I got a self-destructive heart. I got a self-destructive heart. Got a self-destructive heart, and it's tearing me apart. I put my trust in you, but you already knew that you would make me fail. And soon you would prevail. I should have never let it start. I got a self-destructive heart. I should have never let it start. I got a self-destructive heart. I got a self-destructive heart. I got a self-destructive heart. I got a self-destructive heart.
Adam Sherman with Self-Destructive Heart. Rancid with a song called Old Friend. Rancid have new material. They have a single out, but they have a full-length coming out, I think, this month. Well, the month of June, I should say, upcoming month. The Heart Drops with Frustration in the City, and John Paul Hyatt International Airport with Recycle Morning in Arlington Heights. This next song is a Springsteen song. This is a song about a guy at the end of his rope. If you ever had a song about a guy at the end of his rope, this is it. This is off of Nebraska.
Jersey Turnpike, riding on a wet night, neath the refinery's glow, out where the great black rivers pour. License registration, I ain't got none, but I got a clear conscience about the things that I've done. Mr. State Trooper, please don't stop me. Please don't stop me. Please don't stop me. Maybe you got a kid. Maybe you got a pretty wife. The only thing that I got been bothering me my whole life. Mr. State Trooper, please don't stop me. Please don't stop me. Baby,
dressed in my last prayer. High old silver robe delivered me from nowhere. Oh! Oh!
In another time, another place.
All right, that was the Dutch Tulips with Tell Me Your Codes. Before that, we heard Cold Expectations with Trench Coats. Static Reactions, great new CD by them. I like that band a lot. Red on Red Records, talk about that in a minute. Before that, we had, what do we have before that?
Chelsea Curb.
Chelsea Curb, yeah, that's right. You would know, right? Chelsea Curb with their new single, right? How Can I Resist You?
Yes.
So I'm here with Janet and Justine. And how did you guys, we're going way back. How'd you guys, Malachite, right?
Mm-hmm, Malachite.
How'd that all get together?
Long story short, I started the band in 1991, like 400 years ago. And then we wanted a second guitar player. And I loved Justine from Grand Theft Auto. That was the band that I knew, but she was in lots of bands before that. And she said yes. So she joined Malachite. So we had the dueling guitar players. It was awesome.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. You were just youth back then. How old were you?
Oh, 10.
Exactly.
Yeah, around that.
Juveniles.
Got in the Rumble, all that stuff.
Yeah, we almost won it.
Yeah, we came in second.
Almost took it all.
Really?
We did.
Who took it that year?
Cobalt 60.
Oh, okay.
C60.
Okay. Yeah,
C60.
Why do I call them Cobalt 60? C60.
Nicest guys in the world.
Yeah, they're very sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they look darn good in skirts.
They look very cute in mini skirts on stage.
Yeah.
And between Malachite and Justine the Unclean, were there bands in between, or did you guys kind of do your own thing? And
Our singer in Malachite unfortunately left the band, so the remaining members basically formed Swank, and we were on Curve of the Earth in the mid-90s. That was fun.
Yep.
Yeah. And then...
And then I stopped playing for a while.
Right. I know there was a little bit of a break.
There was a lull.
Yeah.
There was a parenting lull.
A parenting lull.
Which happens, right?
It happens, yeah.
I went on to play in Heidi for a few years, and then I had a parenting lull.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now that the lulls were behind you, the Unclean popped up.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, so what happened was I was putting Justine and the Unclean together, and I was brainstorming a lot with Janet because, first of all, she's my best friend, but second of all, she has a lot of knowledge about music and bands and the music industry. And so I would bounce ideas around with her all the time. And I was having trouble finding a bass player. And one night she just said, "Okay, I have a crazy idea. What if I played bass?" And it's been wonderful. It turns out Janet's a natural. She's a really, really good bass player. She doesn't play bass like a guitar player. She plays bass like a bass player.
That's super sweet of you to say. But I couldn't not join the band. Her songs were so good, and she had so many of them. I was like, let's just do this. So fun. So she said yes.
Yeah, it's a great band you have together there. The Unclean, right?
Yep. Yeah, it's the two of us plus Charles Hansen and Jim Janota. And
real wizards.
Yeah, I feel very, very fortunate in my bandmates.
Yeah. And I didn't know this, Janet, but you were on air for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Decades.
Were you a DJ? Or are you behind a scene?
Yeah. My on-air name was Juanita, the Scene Queen.
Oh, you're Juanita?
She's Juanita.
Hi, that's how's true. It going? Yeah, it's me. Hi.
All right.
That's okay. I used to think you were my criminal roommate from 1990. That's why I never talked to you in the clubs.
I know. We can talk about that because that was weird. That was
hilarious. We kept looking at each other
awkward.
For years.
It was awkward. And you were thinking the same thing. I'm thinking like, okay, why am I kind of getting the side eye from...
Don't talk to me vibe.
Yeah.
I thought you were Scott.
Yeah, no Scott here. No. So we would think, and I would see you at many, because, I've been to a lot of Unclean shows, and I'd see you at, and so that was weird. And then I think it was at the Jungle. You were on the stage, and I was, and you mouthed like, "I know you."
And you're like, "Yeah, no."
And I'm like, "Well, yeah, I see a band a lot."
I'm like, "No, we used to live together."
And I'm like, "No, wrong guy."
No,
that's hilarious.
Wrong guy. Yeah, no, you're his doppelganger. In 1990, I lived with this guy named Scott. Looks just like you, maybe 30 years ago. And I just was like, "Oh, that's so weird. He's turning up at my show."
Yeah, he's spooking me.
He's a total criminal too. Yeah.
Jeez.
Wow. Yeah. So anyway, sorry about that.
No, that was a funny story though.
Skybar's not a total criminal.
He's just a smooth criminal. Not smooth either. Maybe a bit of a criminal, but I'll, yeah. So you were Juanita the Scene Queen. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, they're two totally separate identities, you know. Identities,
and now,
like I have these multiple personalities.
You have many personas.
Yeah. No, it was great. You know, I mean, for a long time, I did local music shows on those stations, and it was awesome. I mean, that's how I got to know Justine, is because she sent Grand Theft Auto into Boston Rocks, and I was like, wow, this is really good. And then I used to go see her, and next thing you know, we're in a band.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a great music scene.
So what happened to commercial radio? It's gone now, right? They all got bought out.
Yeah, you know, I mean, yeah, a lot of...
God.
Yeah, just... I mean, but stations like this are still around, so that's awesome.
Yeah, there's tons of college, there's all this online stuff, so, I mean, it's still out there, but...
I mean, it could be 1982 in here. This is like... I mean, look around.
Awesome. Yeah, a lot of vinyl, a lot of weird graffiti.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stickers.
Yeah. So you guys played, you must have been like, I think we're talking off here, a lot of CDs. You brought a lot of CDs in with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for the local shows, sure. Yeah, I have thousands of local CDs at home.
Was there any digital? Or digital hadn't hit yet?
You mean,
it must have been.
Like, not really.
Did they submit music digitally? Not really yet?
No, not when I was doing it, but I stopped doing local music, like I think in 2002, 2003.
Okay, so it was a while ago.
Yeah, and then I was just doing basic radio. But Angel used to, she had everything on, you know, laptop and stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's kind of a cool way to do it, you know?
Yeah.
Just bring one thing.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of it now. I wasn't before. I was one of those people. But the CD players, half the time, they're not working. Half the time, they can be problematic. Especially here at MFO, we have microphones that are not connected. We have CD players that occasionally don't work. So let's fast forward to the new CD. I'm going to play something off in a minute here. But
sure. So we have a CD. It's coming out Friday. It's called The Signal Light, and you can get it on CD and also digital. And you can stream it on all your favorite streaming platforms.
Woohoo!
All right.
Yes, we're very excited about it.
We'll talk about it a bit, but I'm going to play I'll play maybe two or three off it.
That'd be great.
Don't know what I'm playing yet, so it'll be a surprise to you. So this is stuff off of The Signal Light, new CD by Justine and the Unclean. Great stuff. We'll be back in three songs and chat a bit more. Here we go.